Let's head out to the phone line and talk with Dr. John Braccio. He is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website. If you need a little boost, a little positive pick-me-up, check out drjohnb.com. How are you, Dr. Braccio?
Well, I'm in a good mood, Tony. I do agree it can be a little treacherous out, but this is a winter wonderland out there. It'll just be nice, but go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I want to ask you about a long-term challenge behavior and why some folks accept it for so long. In negative behavior is what I'm referring to. And I want to go to U of M football as an example. They're not the only one. But here is a football program that has had so many challenges, and now it's coming to light that several players have had legal issues. The latest is the defensive end Frank Clark, whose future is now in jeopardy. He is a senior, and he supposedly is one of the team leaders, but they found out recently that he was accused of domestic abuse. A couple years ago, he was accused of stealing laptops and other issues. Why do we tolerate behavior like that for such long periods of time?
Well, first of all, if a person does something one time, Tony, I think there tends to be latitude and people talk to the person, try to work things out. But when we find that people are consistently doing inappropriate things and people go along with it and allow it, then they're actually not only sanctioning it, they're actually reinforcing it, and there's a good chance it's going to continue. A lot of reasons for this. One, a parent can just keep going over and overboard, giving chances. Football teams can do it. Businesses can do it. I don't think it's any one place. I think when you're someone like a Frank Clark, who's, you know, well-known and a tremendous player, does it, it gets the headlines. But I think that that would be typical of what happens in life. And my general view, again, is give everybody a chance. But when we start seeing the same really inappropriate behavior and a person really isn't trying to change, then we're really causing problems for the person and everyone else around. It becomes really inappropriate. And that apparently is what's happened in this case.
What do you do when you have a culture of that type of behavior? And before you answer that, Dr. Braccio, how do you get people to change, not only to better themselves, but to better the people around them?
I think what happens, people ultimately, regardless of the advice and the people that are trying to help them, it ultimately comes down to individual choice. It comes down to a choice of behavior, that when confronted with an inappropriate behavior, someone makes a decision that they're not going to do that, and they're going to make every effort to be a good citizen, a good representative of themselves or family, and it's a choice. And ultimately, that's what a person has to do. And when people don't do it, they then are failing at that, because a lot of times we'll blame everybody but the person. But ultimately, it does come down to the person making a decision. And let's just take domestic violence. If a person chooses to do the same thing over and over again, it is a choice. And if you can't deal with things, you need to seek help. You need to make sure you put yourself out of an environment where you can cause domestic violence or where someone can do it to you. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to, Tony. But we live in a society that often is very interested in causes, whether they're accurate or not, and we don't really deal right with the head of it. Don't do that again. Or if you do this, this is going to occur and be in a position that that is going to occur.
Some may have challenges with going to, seeing a psychiatrist.
Well, that's true. I think so. The way I look at things, the way I look at mental health, the way I look at medication, the way I look at spiritual development, these are things that if a person needs them, if they're things that can help them, they should be seeking them out. If they're not ready, then they're not going to. And if they continue having problems and they don't seek out the support and the help, then ultimately they're going to have problems in life. They're going to cause problems for other people. And we don't want to be making excuses for inappropriate behavior. And again, I'm very much into rehabilitation. I'm very much into giving people opportunities. But when you have people that continue to do the same thing over and over again, then that is failing, and there need to be a type of consequence that's going to get the person's attention.
That domestic violence always gets to me as I was around that growing up. My mother was subjected to that many times, and so it's kind of hard when you're a kid and you really can't do anything to defend your mom or whoever's involved in that.
Tony, very true, and it happens really. If we were to take the country, we're probably dealing with millions of persons that have experienced that, and a lot of that gets into people not waiting to have children, parents not being responsible raising them, people seeking out love and attention, affection, making bad choices. It's life can be very, very difficult, and when the person gets into the battered routine, emotionally, it's very, very hard for them to get out of it. I'm sure you saw that yourself. The best thing to do is try not to get involved in those situations and hopefully have family support when we're growing up that are teaching good self-respect, good self-esteem, and teaching people how to stay away from people that are clearly toxic and bad for them. Tough. It's a tough road of life. It's why we all need people to help us, but ultimately, regardless who helps us, we have to make a decision to take positive control of our lives.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Again, check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.